A reading from the Saints of the Golden Chain, Abdul Khalik Rujdhwani. He was known as the Sheikh of Miracles. He was a perfect knower in Sufism and accomplished in asceticism. He is considered the fountainhead of the Sufi order of the Naqshbandi and the wellspring of the Khawajakan, meaning the masters of Central Asia. His father was Sheikh Abdul Jamil, which one of the most famous scholars in Byzantine times in both external and internal knowledge, and his mother was a princess. She was basically the daughter of the king of Seljuk Anatolia. Abdul Khalik was born in Rizhdhwan. It's a town near Bukhara in Uzbekistan. He lived and he spent his life and he was buried there. He's a descendant of Imam Malik, and in his childhood he studied the Quran, the tafsir, the prophetic traditions, the sciences of Arabic language, and then after mastering the legal sciences, he moved on to study spiritual struggle until he reached a high station of purity. He then moved to Damascus, where he established a school, and he taught fiqh, hadith, spirituality in both Central Asia and the Middle East. He met Khidr alayhi salam and he accompanied him. He took from him heavenly knowledge and added to it the spiritual knowledge that he actually received from his Sheikh Yusuf al-Hamadani. One day, when he was reading the Quran in the presence of Sheikh Sadruddin, he came upon the following ayat: "Call unto your sustainer humbly and in the secrecy of your hearts. Verily, he loves not those who transgress the bounds of what is right." This ayat prompted him to inquire about the reality of silent dhikr and its method. Abdul Khalik said, "In loud dhikr, you have to use your tongue and people might listen to you and see you, whereas in silent dhikr of the heart, shaitan might listen to you and hear you. Since the Prophet ﷺ said in his holy hadith, Satan moves freely in the veins and arteries of the sons of Adam. What then, O my Sheikh, is the reality of call in the secrecy of your hearts?" His Sheikh replied, "O my son, this is a hidden heavenly knowledge, and I wish that Allah, exalted and almighty, send you one of his saints to inspire on your tongue and in your heart the reality of secret dhikr." From that time, Sheikh Abdul Khalik al-Rujdhwani waited for that prayer to be fulfilled. One day, he met Khidr alayhi salam, who told him, "Now, my son, I have permission from the Prophet ﷺ to inspire on your tongue and in your heart the hidden dhikr with its numbers." He ordered him to submerge himself underwater and to begin making dhikr in his heart. La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. He did this form of dhikr every day until the light of the divine, the wisdom of the divine, the love of the divine and the attraction of the divine were opened to his heart. Because of those gifts, people began to be drawn to him and sought to follow in his footsteps. And he took them to follow the footsteps of the Prophet. He was the first one in this Sufi order to use the silent dhikr, and he was considered the master of that form of dhikr. When his spiritual Sheikh Yusuf al-Hamadani came to Bukhara, he spent his time in serving him, and he said about him, "When I became 22, Sheikh al-Hamadani ordered a dhikr to keep raising me and to keep an eye on me until my death." Abdul Khalik Rujdhwani wrote a letter to his son to specify the conduct of followers of this order. The letter says, "O my son, I urge you to acquire knowledge and righteous conduct and the fear of Allah. follow the steps of pious early generation, hold fast to the sunnah of the Prophet, and keep company with sincere believers. Read the life history of the Prophet and Quran. Avoid ignorant charlatans. Keep the prayers in congregation. Beware of fame and its danger. Be among the ordinary people. Do not seek positions. Don't enter into friendship with kings and their children, nor with innovators. Keep silent. Don't eat excessively and don't sleep excessively. Run away from people as you would run from lions. Keep seclusion. Eat lawful food. Leave doubtful actions except in dire necessity. Keep away from love of the lower world because it might fascinate you. Don't laugh too much because too much laughter will be the death of the heart. Don't humiliate anyone. Don't praise yourself. Don't argue with people. Don't ask anyone except Allah. Don't ask anyone to serve you. Serve your sheikh with your money, your power, and don't criticize their actions. Anyone who criticizes them will not be safe because he doesn't understand them. Make your deeds sincere by intending them only for Allah. Pray to him with humbleness. Make your mosque your house and your friend your Lord. Abdul Khaliq Rushdwani is the one that coined the principles of the Naqshbandi way. So number one is conscious breathing. You must safeguard your breath, for every breath that's inhaled and exhaled in heedlessness is dead, and every breath that's inhaled and exhaled in presence is alive. Because this is difficult, you must safeguard your breath with istighfar or seeking forgiveness, because it purifies and cleans the breath. Number two is watch your step. Wherever you're about to put your feet, your eyes must be there first. You shouldn't be looking left or right, because images that are transmitted from the eyes to the brain are like veils on the heart, and they block divine light. Number three, journey homeward. It means to travel to one's homeland, or to travel from the world of creation to the world of creator. There's external travel from one land to another, searching for a perfect guide to guide you to your destination. And this external travel will lead you to the second type of travel, which is internal, and it means to move to higher manners or adab, and to make the heart pure like water, transparent like crystal, or polished like a mirror. The fourth principle is solitude in the crowd. So seclusion is of two types, external and internal. External is when you stay away from people completely, and internal is when you are with people but your heart is with the Lord. The fifth principle is essential remembrance or dhikr, because it polishes the heart. The sixth principle is returning. The Prophet said, God, you are my goal and your good pleasure is my aim. Rabbi anta maqsoodi wa ridaka matlubi. And Bayasid Bastami said, his remembrance of me preceded my remembrance of him, which basically means that if you remember God, it means that God remembered you first. Seven is attentiveness. You must safeguard your heart. And if you do that for 15 minutes, safeguard your heart from bad intentions, from bad thoughts, and you protect it, then that is a big achievement. And number eight is recollection. You must cast away egoistic thoughts, evil thoughts, angelic thoughts, and keep only the truthful thoughts. So you basically discard all your imagination and keep only reality, which is the oneness of God.